Moncrief on News Talk.
Once a year in the Netherlands, kids all over the country go walking. They do it every year for 4 days. And this walking festival has existed for well over a century. Inger Leemans is Professor of Cultural History at Vianen University. Good afternoon, Inger.
Good afternoon.
Could you tell us where it originated from?
Yeah, it actually has military background. So in the beginning of the 20th century, this march was sort of installed to make sure that soldiers were fit. But then during the Second World War, the army was dismantled and people started to sort of solidarily march for the soldiers. And then since the 1980s, it really became a children's march. So now it's more primarily high school and primary school children marching for 4 days for 10 kilometers per day.
That's a long... And are they given a start point and a finishing point? Or like, what's the route they tend to take?
Yeah. So volunteers every year try to come up with new routes. So you also sort of explore different parts of your town with your community. And then you walk along. There are some parents that join the children, but it's really children's march.
Yeah. And is it something that, like, you know, sometimes kids can go, oh, do I have to do this? Is this something they look forward to?
Well, it's so funny because I remember I did this as a child as well, the Avondvierdaagse, it's called. And my parents always had horrible trouble dragging us out into the woods on Sunday. You remember that, right? But with the Avondvierdaagse, with this walk, children are really eager to do it because it's in the evening. Normally you're in bed. There's not so much supervision. It's like a really social gathering. So it's really nice to do. And also at the end, you get a medal. So it's rewarding. And sometimes the brass bands are there to really make a party when the children are walking into the town or city. So it's really a festivity, you might say.
Yeah. And would it be, I assume you're coming to the end of the school year pretty soon, are you, in the Netherlands?
Yeah. So mostly the walks are in the first week of June, but every town can plan them differently, but mostly they're concentrated in June. Luckily, because of course it's getting very warm.
Yes.
No, it's still done. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a cause for celebration. And you know, is there any concern? Because 10 kilometers, what would be the minimum age who are walking the 10 kilometers?
Yeah, we even have a toddler walk now, but of course that's not 10 kilometers. So over the years, we start to have more varieties for different kind of children. So you can also do a 5 kilometer walk. And there's one march, the Walk of the World, which is different. That's led out of Nijmegen, and that actually has 40 kilometers, but that's still more military based. So yeah, there's a lot of variety, and there's also a lot of discussion about it. So that's nice, right? Because it's a tradition and people do this every year. We also start to fight about, for instance, the rewards that your children get. When I was a child, we only got an apple or a flower, and now the children are overloaded as people complain with sweets or that there's too much parental control. We used to have like one parent walking with us, and now every parent is sort of walking hand in hand with our children. So it's also a really nice sort of ritual to fight over what we find important as a nation, as a community.
Yeah, but from what you're saying, it sounds like walking is culturally embedded in the Netherlands. Would that be the case?
Yeah, well, we're actually more of a biking country, you might say. Of course. But it's nice to walk out and to sing together. My friends still remember vividly singing the songs hours and hours on a row. So it's also it's supported by organizations that think it's healthy for children to walk. So there's a health issue as well, but it's mostly really as a social event.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because the Netherlands used to be a very polarized country, right? With Catholics and Protestants and socialists all have their own organizations. And this was one of the sort of first get together kind of events where everyone participated, independent of their background.
Oh, that's so interesting. Is it good for their mental health as well? Because there are a lot of studies saying that kids in the Netherlands are the happiest in the world.
That's true. Yeah, but that has a lot of causes. But one of the things, of course, walking is good for your mental health, but it's also, it gives you confidence. So kids in the Netherlands are a little bit freer, I think, than many children in other countries. So they can bike, for instance, to school on their own without parental guidance. So, and this also, it gives you confidence that you can find a way, that you can do this together, and that you can succeed in challenges that might seem a little bit crazy.
But it builds resilience for them, if you know, even if it's only a little bit difficult. It's a challenge that they have to overcome.
Yeah, you should try it out in Ireland as well.
Yeah, we should really. But the difference there, and this is something that's discussed a lot here in Ireland, that, you know, there's a generation now of parents who would have, you know, gone out to play in the evening with our friends or at the weekends. And, you know, nobody worried about that. But now suddenly everyone's worried about letting their children out to do those sorts of things. They're worried that there's, you know, serial killers in every corner.
Yeah,
that seems to be that. There seems to be less of that anxiety in the Netherlands.
Yeah, no. That anxiety is also here, but these sort of events, I think, sort of counteract that. That we, if we are not going out on the streets, then of course the streets become more dangerous. So I think we're more sort of consciously keep on doing this. Do indeed let our children bike and walk around and explore. Because otherwise it's only moving back. So I think it's comparable, right? But the avondvierdaagse helps us to sort of counterattack that anxiety of if for instance, if everyone brings their children to school by car, then of course it becomes also dangerous, dangerous to walk.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Inger, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Inger Leemans, their Professor of Cultural History at VIA University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.